Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Rumble is part of an active and ongoing SEC investigation. The SEC confirmed to Wired that the financial regulator has launched an investigation involving Rumble, a free speech video platform. The nature of the probe remains unknown. By William Turton. Rumble, the so-called free speech alternative to YouTube, is the subject of an investigation by the United States Securities and Exchange Commission, or SEC, according to the company and a letter from the SEC. The SEC says that the existence of the probe should not be an indication that any violations of law have occurred with respect to any person, entity, or security. The exact nature of the SEC investigation is still unknown. We have confirmed with Division of Enforcement staff that the investigation from which you seek records is still active and ongoing. Melinda Hardy, the Assistant General Counsel of Litigation and Administrative Practice at the SEC, said in a January 8th letter to Wired. Hardy added that disclosure of the documents Wired sought as part of its Freedom of Information Act request could be reasonably expected to cause harm to the ongoing and active enforcement proceedings because, among other things, individuals and entities of interest in the underlying investigation could fabricate evidence, influence witness testimony, and/or destroy or alter certain documents. Rumble spokesperson Rory Rimore tells Wired that the company provided information to the SEC voluntarily in response to a request for documents from the SEC enforcement staff. However, Rimore says in a statement, "We caution anyone from jumping to false conclusions about matters related to Rumble." Founded in 2013 by Canadian entrepreneur Chris Pavlovsky, Rumble was originally dedicated to hosting viral videos of dogs and cats. The site now claims to push back against cancel culture and creeping censorship, hosting shows by Donald Trump Jr. and right-wing personality Steven Crowder. Rumble is also the official streaming partner of the Republican National Committee's 2024 presidential primary debates. Rumble's investors have included J.D. Vance, a U.S. senator from Ohio, and Silicon Valley venture capitalist Peter Thiel, who has contributed heavily to Republican candidates. Elon Musk confidant and tech venture capitalist David Sacks sits on Rumble's board of directors. In May 2021, the site was reportedly valued at an estimated $500 million. In September 2022, Rumble became a publicly traded company listed on the NASDAQ as part of a special purpose acquisition company, or SPAC, deal. Its current valuation exceeds $1.2 billion. In April 2023, investment research firm Culper Research released a report expressing skepticism about the legitimacy of Rumble's claimed monthly active user, or MAU, counts, a key metric for investors to evaluate the performance of a social media company. Culper Research said it had taken a short position in Rumble, meaning it stands to profit if Rumble's stock price decreases. Combined, the web and app data suggests to us that Rumble has only 38 to 48 million unique users, and the company has overstated its user base by 66% to 108%, Culper Research claimed in its report. In a quarterly earnings call following the publication of Culper's April 2023 report, Rumble reported that its monthly active users declined by 40% during the first 3 months of 2023, from 80 million to 48 million. In a financial filing, Rumble attributed the decrease in users to its popular creators being less active on the platform in the first part of 2023 and a slowdown in news events following the 2022 midterm elections. Investors should be especially dubious of rumors peddled by short sellers who are attempting to distort facts for their own financial benefit. We are aware of misleading claims about Rumble's monthly active user, or MAU, statistics, which, as we have previously disclosed, are provided by Google Analytics, Rumble spokesperson Remor says. Any suggestion that Rumble has inflated its MAUs is false, as any objective person quickly realizes upon even a cursory review of the data. Christian Lamarco, the founder of Culper Research, believes the change in reported users was a response to its report. That was a bit of validation, in my view, he says. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories like this one, visit us at wired.com. Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.